everybody. It's Leslie.
And Mike.
And this is the Friday Night Beer Blog. This is the Friday version of the New Old You, where I come on and read my weekly blog to Mike, because why, Mike?
Some people like to listen to you read.
That would be, well, I guess it's anybody that listens to this podcast likes to hear me read, right? Because I do read it every week. But I especially read it to you because you don't like to read.
Right. Oh, yeah. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah. So this is obviously a road version. You can probably hear we are in the car headed to the lake. Because why, Mike?
We need some downtime? I don't know.
And because we were invited.
Because we can, yes.
Because we can. And so, yeah, so I'm holding the microphone in my hand. This is different. This is different, but it's good. Have you had a good week, Mike?
Yep.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
That's all you got. It's crazy. I had the week off this week.
Kind of.
Well, the reason I took this week off was because I was taking the ACSM certified personal trainer exam today. So I had taken off the whole week to be able to really dedicate hours.
It's called cram.
That is called cramming, but I was cramming on top of studying for the last 3 months. But you know how things happen. You know, you take a week off. People hear you taking a week off. Things start to creep into the time that you had taken off to dedicate to one thing. Mm-hmm. So you end up spending all your time doing the other things and not the thing you took the time off. Well, that sort of happened. I held off on a lot of. There were a lot of things I did not do and did not get done this week because I had to study. I was pretty adamant about that.
But there were things that you got done that you didn't intend to do because people creeped in on you.
Well, there's that too. Yeah, yeah. So before I begin tonight's Friday Night Beer Blog, it is brought to you by whom, Mike?
Mile Wide.
Mile Wide. And I usually ask, what are we drinking tonight, Mike? But we're in the car. So surely, we're not drinking. We wouldn't do
that. We're
going
to drink after.
We're going to drink when we get there. Trust me. All right. Are you ready for this week's blog?
Yes, ma'am.
You're born ready. Now, let me preface this by I wrote this in the car like an hour ago. Because...
Does that give you an excuse to suck or something?
No, I don't think it sucks. But I wanted to write about things that happened today. And I couldn't do that until they had happened.
Okay.
Am I keeping you up?
Yeah, sorry. It's been a long drive so far.
Yeah. Yes, it's Labor Day weekend traffic. It's a little crazy. All right. So you can't look over my shoulder, so you have no idea what the title is. You ready?
Yeah, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to pee.
No, you're driving. Keep your eyes on the road. The title of this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is Who Needs Others When You Can Be Proud of Yourself? Thoughts?
I know exactly where this is going.
I did write it today, and you know what happened today. So, September 2nd, 2022, the 81st official Friday Night Beer Blog. 81st, Mike. Old?
No, your Friday Night Beer Blog's old.
It is. Okay. I did something today. I passed the ACSM Personal Trainer Certification Exam. Woo! Thanks, Mike. I wouldn't say that I passed with flying colors. More like I passed with colors. But as I always tell people who like to say that they won a race, but downplaying it by referring to there being only this many people in the race, you won the race. It doesn't matter how many were there. So I passed the exam, and it doesn't matter what the score was. You don't sort of win, you win. You don't sort of pass, you pass.
True dat.
I like that. Subheading. Yeah, that was hard. I
think it was harder on me.
Oh, well, of course, everything is about you, Mike.
it's not about me. This was all about you, but it was harder on me.
I'm calling bullshit on that. Yeah. I literally have...
stress ball.
I literally haven't been in any kind of learning situation like this in 30 years. I've taken some writing classes, but writing is very touchy-flowy and requires a lot of imagination. Know what I'm saying?
It's creative. It's in the eyes of the beholder. Somebody else was beholding your test score.
It doesn't require knowledge of lists, names, definitions, math, or practical applications. And did I mention that there was no class instruction for this thing? Just self-guided PowerPoint videos and a book? Did I also mention that the exam didn't really use any of the study materials at all? And it was directed at practical application of personal training situations. Yeah, that was a surprise.
Next year they'll have the books for that.
Yeah. I was like, what? I had 3 months to study, which seems like a long time. But when you throw in all the facets of real life, it was challenging to say the least. But if you know me, you know that I am a what, Mike?
Perfectionist?
Planner.
Oh.
The other P word, okay. I knew that if I just started studying and waited until I was ready to take the exam, that I may never do it. So I picked a date and registered for the exam first. Then I took all the study materials, divided it up into sections, and put together a study plan for each week leading up to the exam. Surprising?
No.
Subheading. What if I had failed?
My life would have been miserable.
Because it's all about Mike. I've mentioned this before, that normally I wouldn't have told anybody that I was taking the exam today or any day until I had passed. This is normal modus operandi of most people. Nobody wants to say anything about it just in case they don't succeed. It's obviously much easier to tell someone that you have succeeded rather than you have failed. Telling someone ahead of time of your plan puts you at great ego risk.
Agree.
It's all about the ego. But I forced myself to tell people that I was taking the exam today. Doing that could have given me confidence, but it didn't, actually. There was definite pressure. I've told people, but what do I do if I fail? That went through my mind at least 100 times. I wrote 100 times, but let's say more like a gazillion times. I held off writing this blog until now, after the test was done. All I could think before I took the exam was, what would I write about if I failed? I mean, that was a thing.
You're pretty sure that you were going to fail.
Well,
you
just
were
ask
some serious doubts about this test.
Just ask my mother. That is my modus operandi. I had decided that if I failed, then I would have written that regardless of the outcome, that you have to take risks and bet on yourself in life. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, but you definitely can't quit on moving forward in life. Not a single person succeeds at everything they attempt. And if it feels that way, then I guarantee that they aren't disclosing the things that they have tried and failed to accomplish. You feeling me on that?
Yep.
Yeah. Subheading. But, wow, we're going on some windy roads here, bro. But did I pass? I ran out of time checking some of the answers that I had flagged to go back to review. I did answer everything. It took me to a page that asked if I was ready for results. Was I? No, not really. But I hit the next button, and it was immediate. No pause. Result was a pass. I just sat there. Honestly, I was surprised because I kept thinking during the exam about when I could take it again. Because I would know about what was on it. When I saw the word pass, I was relieved and gave thanks in that moment. Truly, I did. I gave some serious thanks. Mike's smiling. And then I felt very proud of myself and my accomplishment. It was one of those big P moments, not a small P.
Big P?
Yes.
Big planning moments or big perfectionist moments?
What was I of myself? What was I of myself? I was proud of myself.
Oh.
So this was
another
big
P word.
Yes.
Sorry.
It was one of those big P moments, not a small P moment. Yeah. Small P's happen a lot. I skipped dessert all week. That's a small P. I worked out every day this week. That's a small P. I didn't tell my boss off when he deserved it.
He? Me? Who's that? It's not me.
I just said he because most
CEO. Oh, wow. You just
But that's a small P. There are many small P's. That happen that make us smile and pat ourselves on the back. Subheading, the big P. That doesn't sound right, does it? That's when you got to go really bad.
Thank God we haven't had three beers.
Yeah.
This would definitely go downhill.
The big P is when you got to go really bad, I guess.
That's when you've had three beers.
Yes. But the big P, those are fewer and farther in between. And it's nice when others acknowledge our accomplishment and say they're proud of us. But it means even more when we allow ourselves to be proud of ourselves in those big P moments.
Scared you?
We are the ones that have sacrificed and know what we have been through in order to accomplish this thing. No one else will truly get it. Except for Mike, because this has been so hard on him. We have been in the trenches with ourselves and have faced all of the fears and doubts, and we have emerged triumphant.
I knew that was the word you were going to choose.
Triumphant?
I could hear it. Yeah.
Oh.
I could have written that thing.
Sorry. Sorry to laugh at that.
That one sentence, maybe.
Okay. Don't ever deny yourself the big P, and make sure to celebrate that bitch. Oh my gosh, Mike. Oh, we're going around a really big turn.
Woo!
Oh, heavens. Don't ever deny yourself that big P and make sure to celebrate that bitch, but in a constructive way. Don't celebrate reaching a big weight loss goal by eating a plate of cookies. Don't do something that means something to you. For me, it means heading to the lake to give my brain some R&R for a couple of days. So that's where I'm headed. Thank you for the congrats and for being proud of me. I'll take all of it. It can't rival how proud I am of myself, but it still means a lot. Okay, Mike.
Congratulations, honey.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it. What do you think?
What do I think? I'm like, okay, what's next?
What do you mean?
Now that you've done this, now that you stress yourself out about this, you got to have something else.
To stress yourself out.
Well, I already have something in mind. Do you want to know?
See,
do you know what it is? Do you want to know what it is?
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
I mean, I am going to celebrate this. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be some celebration.
But that doesn't mean your brain is already scheming on something else.
You always got to have a forward-working plan.
True.
But there's
no rest for the weary. Whoa.
I'm thinking some sort of wellness certification. What do you think about that?
It's such a broad term these days. I don't know. Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thinking about it. Anyway. So, yeah. That's it. Thank you for all your congrats. I challenge all of you to go out and do something that will give you a big P moment. Everybody deserves big P moments.
Yeah.
What are your big P moments, Mike?
I don't know.
Oh.
When I race well, yeah. You know, it either comes down to racing or academics. Probably not work. That's sad. So.
Well, I consider that your employer's issue. No. That they don't set up ways for you to have big P moments.
I don't know. I'm just not proud of anything I do at work. Isn't that sad?
That is sad. I do have those.
But, yeah, you know, I'm, you know, proud of my landscaping.
Is that a big P or a little P?
Oh, that's a pretty big P. It's a new P for me.
It is a new P, now that you're out to pasture.
That's right. Getting ready for retirement.
Right. So we're headed to the lake. We hope everybody has a wonderful Labor Day weekend, right? And small little announcement.
Just a little P?
No, it's an announcement. It's a little A. It's a big A, actually. Mike and I are going to take September off of the Friday Night Beer blog. Ooh. He was really kind of surprised when I told him that. He didn't know. I did not confer.
Well, you know, I'm going to miss that paycheck.
Here's your check for $0 and 0 cents. Don't spend it all in one place.
That means I get to drink my beer in peace.
Yes. Well, we have a lot going on in September. We are we're going to go listen to some music on some Friday nights. We've got some things lined up. We're going to be out of town next weekend, and then going to see some music. And sometimes you just gotta change up your priority a little bit. And I'm needing not to stress. You know, this month is Self Care September. On the new old you, and part of my self-care is just giving myself some grace a little bit and skipping these next 4 weeks of the Friday Night Beer blog. But we will be back. You'll be back, right, Mike?
Yep.
I'm going through
whatever you tell me.
Don't believe that. I'm going through a little bit of a rebranding in the month of September, so things may look different on the other side of this month. Who knows? And going into the last 3 months of the year. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Everybody, we hope that you have a great weekend. Stay safe. Be with family. Party on, but don't party too hard, right?
Right. Sorry, I got a guy on my tail.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, he's not going anywhere.
Putting pressure on me.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to impress him by going faster. Yeah, right. He's taking notes back there.
It's easier to follow the leader.
All right, everybody. Stay safe. See you on the other side.
See ya.